Good morning, fantasy football, or whatever time you're listening. It doesn't really matter because you're here, and it's the Dynasty 401, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. I'm your host, Robert Iams. We got a jam-packed episode for you today. All the starters that you need to know, who to start, who to tilt off on, we got you. As always, I got my buddy, the fantasy futurist, Geek underscore Mill. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Robbie. What's up, y'all? Week 10. Hey. Very excited to get back into the into starters here and see what we're
it's game gonna time. This way.
It is game time. Let's go.
We got the Ravens in Miami. We're gonna start diving into who's star. Like I said in the beginning, before we get into any of this stuff, we need to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, and that's MyVTrophy.com. If you guys have yet to check out MyVTrophy, you guys need to go check them out. They're the easiest and fastest and free website to build a virtual trophy for your fantasy league. And also, they're not a sponsor, but I'm going to keep talking about them because I like them so much. And that's autograph.io. If you guys have not checked that out yet as well, I definitely would go check it out. If you're into the crypto, into the NFTs, and even if you're not into that stuff, but you're a fan, you're a football fan, or you're into hockey or these other things, they got those things on there. Just go check it out. And then, got to give a little shout out to my friend, our friend, Goat Russ. He's under the weather right now. Shout out to him. And then I completely forgot yesterday, and this is really, really, really bad. But I need to do a shout out to one of our members. I'm pulled up here. Mm-hmm.
Soon, Goat Rush. Get well soon for sure. We don't spell it, we say it.
I think it was the Last Man Standing, or it was the Big Spenders. I think it was Big Spenders here. Hang on, I'm pulling it up here. You want to talk about start diving into the game? Because I got to talk about this real quick. So go ahead.
For sure. Yeah. Well, we got a big Thursday night game here. Baltimore 6-2 at Miami, in Miami tonight. Very excited for this matchup. So we're going to get into just the starters that you need to pay attention to. As Robbie mentioned, folks you need to tilt off of. We got Lamar Jackson, who's a smash start every week for you. He's what he's doing in your league. So go ahead and start him. And on the other side, quarterback wise, Tua Tagovailoa, or Tuna Tagovailoa, as Goat Rush One likes to say, is looking like he's going to be out again. Jacoby Brissett will get the start. Tua's questionable, but as we saw last week, it is a last minute change. Tua was active, but not starting and only going to serve as an emergency quarterback situation. This is probably going to be the same situation this week. So kind of adjust your expectations for the Miami Dolphins that way. Running back wise, Devontae Freeman and Le'Veon Bell are going to get the work here. It's more than likely going to be another Devontae Freeman game. He has taken the lead here. I think it's kind of a preference thing as well when it comes to starting because you're starting Devonta Freeman if you have to. Hopefully you can tilt away from that, especially being a Thursday game. The Miami defense is no slouch. They're not a slouch team when it comes to the defensive-wise. They have the linebackers in the front. Le'Veon Bell is not a start. So kind of steer clear of and be mindful of that when it comes to the running situation because – Lamar Jackson is the running game for the Ravens. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I got found the chat in multiple leagues here. One of our league mates, Body Baggers, he recently passed away this weekend from COVID. And I just want to shout out to my condolences to the family. And I just really appreciate listeners and them spending their time in my leagues, excuse me, and to find out, somebody had passed away is, very sad and
very sad.
Hurts my heart. But I just wanted to just put a shout out there, prayers for his family. If you guys want to help out with any of the funeral costs, let me know and I can get you the information. I got some information to help out with the funeral, so just let me know. All right, guys, we'll get back into the game here. Lamar Jackson. Sorry, I forget who you were saying. You said Devontae Freeman.
Well, Devontae Freeman, the running game is goes through Lamar Jackson. So Devontae Freeman and Le'Veon Bell are probably going to just be, you know, spot starts. If really Devontae Freeman is the only start.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell, you're stashing for me, but or you're just keeping him on the waiver wire. And that's really it because the running game runs through, goes through Lamar. On the other side, Myles Gaskin, I think he's starting to get some work here with Jacoby Brissett. But he's not a smash start at all. But, I mean, 20 carries, he didn't really do much of with them. But 6 for 6 when it comes to targets and receptions. So PPR-wise, you might want to – if you're really stuck for a running back, maybe you have a Nick Chubb that's on COVID and you don't know if he's going to start yet. You know, be mindful it's the early game, so you don't want to, you know, throw all your, you know, your coins into – speaking of crypto, you don't want to throw all your coins into one basket, you know, early and, you know, maybe not get the return that you want. So just be mindful of that. But Gaskin is starting to get some work specifically under Brissett. He has a little bit more balance of a go here. But Tua's a nice deep ball thrower. Same thing with Jalen Waddle. Just, you know, had your expectations. You know, Jalen's been amazing. You know, buying a little bit for the offensive player of the year, rookie of the year against Jamar Chase and Najee Harris. But just, you know, had your expectations. But I think Jalen Waddle still is a nice start. I'm starting him in my leagues, you know, to start the week and basically in leagues where I have to, you know, so there's no other pass catching options up for the Miami Dolphins other than Mike Gesicki. Ravens wise, you got Marquise Brown and Bateman starting to come on. And then Sammy Watkins is going to be healthy again. And we saw a dope catch from Devin Duvernay last week in the end zone. You know, the passing game is going to be ramped up a little bit here, I think, for Baltimore. This should be a runaway game. So you got to start Marquise Brown. That's my start for sure out of the receivers. And then obviously Mark Andrews, the other pass catcher for the Ravens. But Bateman and Duvernay are, for me, are dynasty, one of the best dynasty stashes for me. I mean, they're great receivers. I think they're going to have value down the line here. So make sure you're stashing those folks.
Most definitely. You got the Lions and the Steelers. Oof, you should have taken this game, but I'm going to take it.
You do it.
You got Jared Goff. Don't start him.
Don't know.
The only guy I honestly really like here from the Lions is DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
Jamal Williams is interesting if you really need some deep type of flex, but I wouldn't do it. I've talked about Khalif Raymond here a couple times on the podcast, and he let us down week 8, and then they had the week 9 bye. I'm not interested. I really am not. He's kind of thrown me off here. It's TJ Hockenson and DeAndre Swift here on the Lions that I'm interested in. Of course, yeah, Najee Harris is a start. Chase Claypool, he does have a toe injury, and he's week to week right now, he's considered. So if that's the case, James Washington becomes interesting for me. Mm-hmm. Not thinking that he's going to get a bunch of targets, but hey, if Chase Claypool's out, or you know what, I don't even think it's going to be James Washington. I take that back. It's Pat Freiermuth. That's who's going to be getting more targets. Because he's got that connection since week 6. It's just been 7 targets every game. But Pratt Freiermuth has been a start, but I think he's going to get some more looks. James Washington, I mean, he's had a couple looks, you know, throughout the weeks. Last week he had 3 targets, only caught one of them for 42 yards. He's kind of like a Chase Claypool deep threat kind of guy, but he's a little bit smaller. So James Washington, I mean, he might get like 5 targets, you know, if Chase Claypool's out. But Pratt Freiermuth, oof, even more fired up for him.
Oh, yeah.
And the Steelers defense, of course, although the Lions sometimes when they look like complete underdogs, they have a game. I'm not saying they win, obviously, but
and the Steelers have the ability to play down to an opponent. They did it last week against the Bears. Yeah. So, yeah. Deontay Johnson's the start. You're starting him.
Yes, of course.
That's it. But the Steelers defense, they're a smash start because the ball's going to be turnover and the Lions are just not a great team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be it for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Bring us in the next one.
Let's do Dallas and Atlanta. Matt Ryan is coming on here. He's having a little bit of a midseason resurgence, if, in a sense. He had a couple bad games, turnovers, and that's just what Matt Ryan does, I think. So I actually am going to play him this game. I like what I see in the ability to throw on the Dallas defense.
You guys know what happens when I say that, so I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. So that's with caution. That's with caution, though. I mean, I'm having to start him in a lot of super flex leagues. I think he's a QB2 base QB2. That's pretty much it. Dak, hopefully he can bounce back here, but it looks like that calf injury is creeping on him a little bit more than we thought. The last game was just garbage against the Denver Broncos. He did not play well at all. Look for a bounce back for sure against the Falcons. You can start him. Ezekiel Elliott is a start as well. He had his knee wrapped last game during the game, but I think he's going to be fine. He's getting in a decent week of practice. So, yeah, he's been limited, but he's going to be fine. I like Tony Pollard as a flex as well this week just because of that injury. And I think he'll be good. For Atlanta on the running back side, you don't have anyone. There's just no one worth starting. But if depending on how he's designated in your leagues, whether an RB and a wide receiver or a running, or wide receiver, Cordell Patterson is the start. He's the smash start for Atlanta. If you want to get kind of funny and cute, you can try Russell Gage, but that's it when it comes to receivers for me. CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper are starts. CeeDee Lamb did mention that he was still a little hindered from his injury from the last game. He said he's all good and ready to go. It feels a lot better. That last game against the Broncos is just a fluke. I would just throw that out and move forward. Michael Gallup is coming back into the mix officially. I thought he might be back last week, but he's officially going to be expected to return against the Falcons this week. So sit him just to see what he does and just see and keep him on your bench. Mustaches, I really like Cedric Wilson still for Dynasty, as well as Noah Brown. And I know this Malik Turner came on last week. Just keep an eye on him just in case. But, the skill players are there for Dallas, especially in Dynasty. So stash those folks and see what happens. They're young players. The tight ends, both Pitts and Dalton Schultz Dalton Schultz is healthy again. So go ahead and feel free to start him. He's been balling all season for you. And Kyle Pitts is going to start getting the work here with Calvin Ridley still away from the team. Kyle Pitts is good. So the kicker, you can start. And then Dallas defense, because the tendency for Matt Ryan to turn the ball over is there. Start the Dallas defense.
All right. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Washington. Tom Brady, of course, is a smash start. QB1 is back in town. Mm-hmm. You got Leonard Fournette. He's going to keep doing his thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not concerned about his game that he had against the Saints. That was a tough matchup. It was still nice to see him get the receiving work in there. He's a smash play for me this week. He's going to get right back into it. You got Mike Evans. Man, this dude is just complete hit and miss all the time. This week, against Washington, I think he's going to have a better game. Mm-hmm. You got Chris Godwin, of course, is a good start. Did have a little bit of he did miss practice yesterday because of his foot.
Yes.
But you just want to – we'll monitor this. We'll let you guys know as of tomorrow as what's going on with him. We should know more information after today if he gets in practice. Antonio Brown, he is also banged up, but he did shed the walking boot earlier today, which is good. Or yesterday, sorry. So that's going to be also another one we're going to have to monitor. Looking at Washington, as far as the tight ends, Rob Gronkowski, he also is missing practice because of his back. Cameron Brate. He is not bad, but he has not done anything. So do not, if Gronk is out, don't play Brate. Bad idea. Ricky Seals-Jones is continuing to do his thing. I'm not worried about what happened back in week 8. It was just a tough matchup there. Tampa Bay is a tough defense, but they it seems like they're kind of in the middle right now. They kind of had some games, kind of don't have some games. It's mostly against the run. Unless you're throwing to the running back and then they get to the outside, then they're good. But Terry McLaurin, he is a start, of course. You cannot just not start him. He's going to have a better game this week. Not worried about the Denver game. Curtis Samuel, you're not starting him. Antonio Gibson here. Man.
Oh, I'm worried.
He was limited at practice. But he has not, over the last 4 weeks, he has been very disappointing.
Yeah.
First 4 weeks of the season, was promising. And then now it's just, I don't know. He's just banged up. I think this is unfortunately going to be how it's going to be for Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
If you drafted him as your RB1, your RB2, he's not really doing what you really wanted to do. But next year would definitely going to be the year for him to step up. If it's going to be his third year, I'm not too concerned about it. Mm-hmm. But, I would not. I don't think I would start him this week. You can't. Can't trust
him. You could help it. Yeah, especially against the Tampa Bay front. If you can help, it's try to tilt away from him.
If somebody's going to have a sneaky game, it's going to be McKissick.
Yeah. Yes, correct. PPR-wise, especially. Gibson's my tilt right now because I have him as my RB2 in a lot of places. And he's starting as my RB1 this week because of need, especially if like a Nick Chubb's out or just bye weeks.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. You want to bring us in the next one?
Yeah, sure. Let's do I'm going to go into your boys, the Colts. You stole my Homer team. I'm going to take yours. Jacksonville, 2-6 at the Indianapolis Colts. Listen, Carson Wentz is balling. And I love the rest of his season. I'm going to try to trade for him everywhere I can. The attempts are there. His accuracy is great. He has the yardage. Plus, he can run. And he's gotten the rushing snaps as well. Hasn't taken a lot of sacks either. He's being really efficient and he's putting up some numbers. The rest of his season looks pretty decent. Rest of the season, Jacksonville, tough matchup against Buffalo, but then you got Tampa, Houston, and then the bye, then New England. Not bad for Carson Wentz. You're starting him this week against Jacksonville. You're sitting Trevor Lawrence. Just sit him. I know they beat the Bills, but you saw what the score was. Awful. That offense cannot move it. So sit Trevor Lawrence. James Robinson will be back this week. I'm believing the Urban Meyer speak. He didn't practice this Wednesday, but I expect him to actually be active. If you can try to steer away from him just against the Colts, I would, but he's going to get the work again, and Carlos Hyde will be there, but only to spell him, I think. And they're going to be cautious of him because we know what their running back situation is, but I'm going to start James Robinson if he can get in here as a like a flex if I can. Not an RB2, but if I can flex him, I'm feel a little bit more comfortable that way, especially against his front. Jonathan Taylor, smash, start. He's been balling. I was way wrong on him beginning of the season. I should have paid attention to what his workload was going to be. But PPR-wise, Nyheim Hines will have another game as he did, I believe, similarly to the Jets game. Where he was getting a lot of the receiving work. And, hey, he had a nice, sexy touchdown in 74 yards during that game. I expect the Colts to run all over this team as they did with the Jets. So Marlon Mack here is a healthy scratch, but look, keep stashing him. If you have him in Dynasty, don't do anything with him. Keep him on your bench, stash him, because something's going to happen in Dynasty-wise next year with him, and he's going to get some work on another team eventually. So just stash him in Dynasty for sure. Marvin Jones, Laviska Shenault, and Jamal Agnew, do not start any of these folks. They're unstartable until further notice, really. Marvin Jones was the only one for me, but he's not even flex worthy now. Just stay away as much as possible. Dan Arnold is the only pass catcher that you can trust right now for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So if you're stuck at tight end, Dan Arnold's not a bad possession type of tight end that you can keep. He's going to get a lot of work. He's really pacing the Jaguars in receiving. he seems to be a good safety valve for Trevor Lawrence. Not bad for a tight end there, especially because we, you know, you need those 5, 6, 7 catches or targets to make that value worth it. Mo'Ali Cox is a good one as well. I like him a lot in Dynasty, especially. He's just huge. Kyle Granson eventually will come on, I believe. I really like him as a Dynasty stash, Kyle Granson, rookie. But the star of the Colts, his name is Michael Pittman, and he's amazing. And I love that.
My guy.
Yes. He's just phenomenal. And he has the full trust now in Carson, as the wide receiver one. Pascal and T.Y. Hilton are going to be flexes for this game only, just because of the matchup. But, you know, be careful here because we saw what the Jacksonville defense did against the Buffalo Bills. Okay. Now they're going to get some wins, but I still don't think this team is legit. I think that was a fluke last week. I think I'm starting my Colts with confidence. But you know, if you have an IDP wise, if you have like the Josh Allen, he's going to be a smash start going forward because he shows that he's going to be very valuable piece in disruption for offenses. I really like what I saw from Josh Allen last week. As you saw the memes everywhere, Josh Allen gave the other Josh Allen a fit. And then the Colts defense is a smash start.
Most definitely. Most definitely. We're going to have two more games here. Jeff, you want to do the Browns and Pats for me real quick?
Yeah, sure. No problem. You know, I love talking about Mac Jones. Who?
Mac Jones.
You know. Mac Jones, he didn't have a great outing last week. I still like, he's my favorite rookie quarterback. I mean, he's the one that's playing the best, I believe. Justin Fields is coming on, but for me, even with the rest of the season, I'm still going to try to fit in Mac Jones if possible. Maybe not this game. Probably not this game. It is at home. It's a little bit more comfortable. But Baker in this game and Mac Jones, they're really like flex, super flex type of starts if you have to at a QB2. They're going to get you like they don't have a high upside or anything. They don't rush, but they're going to have to pass a lot. They're both like these teams are pretty even when it comes to their lineups, really. We all talked about Nick Chubb and the COVID situation a little bit here. His status is to be determined. So monitor that. We'll try to keep you abreast of that as well. Tune in, make that call, tune into the Dynasty 411. And we're going to make sure we're keeping you aware of all the situations when it comes to the running backs with the Cleveland Browns. But their whole backfield, Nick Chubb, you know, we don't know the situation with Kareem Hunt, and Demetric Felton, who is sometimes listed as a running back as well, all on the COVID protocol list. D'Ernest Johnson is the only one that's not, but he could get another start. They did bring in some running backs. Kerryon Johnson, I think they signed one. I cannot remember who it was. Apologies, but just keep them, stay aware of that running back situation. Nick Chubb could be able to go. He's vaccinated, and that means he needs 2 negative tests in a row to be eligible to play. But this might be another D'Ernest Johnson week, so be prepared, y'all. On the other side, the running back situation is kind of dicey as well. Unfortunately, your boy, Ramondre Stevenson, and Damian Harris, both concussion protocol. They both look unlikely to play, which is unfortunate because Ramondre was coming on here. I still think he's the stash and the running back to roster for the Patriots, especially in Dynasty. But this is going to be the Brandon Bolden week, so hopefully you picked him up on your waivers. Last week, he had 81 yards, total yards, a couple of receptions, and then 8 carries. They've been splitting up the carries that way, but Brandon is going to get the bulk of the work here. And you know what? Nice stash here, dynasty-wise. Just see how he plays. J.J. Taylor, just because of what the situation is. Just keep an eye on him. Don't start him. Jacoby Myers, I got to sit him until I see more. I just got to. 8 yards last week. No thanks. Even though the targets are there, he's getting almost 10 a game. So I would sit him until further notice. Jarvis Landry is a start because you have to, but I would just be mindful. The Pats defense is not, they don't slouch at all. They can't get to the quarterback. Landry hasn't been, you know, phenomenal in any type of way. He also is hindered a little bit. He didn't with a knee injury. So He's not getting great targets. He didn't last game, but he's the go-to wide receiver one for this team. My sneaky play, flex wise, is DPJ, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Even though he just had a really long ball last week that gave him a lot of his value in the touchdown, I think he's going to start to come on. He got the confidence with that touchdown last week.
Oh, him and Mayfield's connection is just awesome.
Yeah, they have a good connection there. So just keep that in mind, folks. As we know, no OBJ for the Browns anymore. That's it when it comes to starts for receivers for me, really on both sides, other than Hunter Henry. Jonnu Smith is droppable.
Mm. Yeah, he is, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I know in a couple leagues I drafted. And I know Dirty Fozzie, if you guys remember mm-hmm. him, if you knew the yeah. show, he used to be on the show. I know he drafted both of those guys, I think, back-to-back. I think he had, like, the last pick and then the first pick, and he took them both.
Yep. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I thought Jonnu was going to be a lot more involved, especially when they started lining him up in a running back situation, sweeps, screens, stuff like that. I thought that was going to be where he was going to get a lot of play, but not so much.
Mm-hmm. Ramondre Stevenson, unfortunate with the concussion right now.
I know. I'm so bummed out with that, and I know you are too.
I want to see him back in there.
He's the running back two roster in Dynasty, and just keep him there. Just keep him on your squads. Don't try to trade him. He's going to come on after this week, and then coming into next year. I really like him for the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. I love Ramondre Stevenson. Mm-hmm. Last game here, we got the Bills and the Jets, and then we'll bust into the rest of the games for you. We got all the morning games here done. Well, for me, they're morning games because I'm out in California, so for me they start at 10 a.m
Oh my god, I love that.
So all the morning games are done for me. Mm-hmm. After this one, and then we'll start getting into the afternoon games and the evening game and Monday night. So let's get into it. Buffalo Bills, man, I don't know, man. The Bills going to do an upset here and put up another turd. I don't know.
I don't know. Listen, are we going to have the Mike White? Is this the comeback from the GOAT conversation from Mike White?
He might be coming back. Yeah, he's set to play. Mike White's set to play. But, you know, I would not stream him this week. I would pick him up just to see what happens. I mean, Zach Wilson's set to be out for a little bit. But Josh Allen, you're starting him. You cannot just not start him. You drafted him high if you're in the super flex leagues. When it comes to the running backs here, for the Bills, man, it's just always hit and miss. I mean, you had Devin Singletary getting a bunch of targets last week, and then, you know, you have Zach Moss getting targets, but not anything on the ground. But last week was a dud game in general. But Zach Moss did not practice Wednesday, just to throw that out there. If I'm going to start any of the running backs here for the Bills, I have not been interested in starting any of them. Yeah. So I can't really tell you to start one. If one's going to start, it's going to be Singletary because Moss is banged up. But even then, I'm not too excited about it. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, these guys are starts. I'm not worried about last week. Like I said, it's just I think they just played down. I think it was just one of those things they play down to their to the team. And the Jaguars are not bad. Like we were talking about on yesterday's episode. Yeah. Their defense is gelling. It's looking good. Dawson Knox, he is a start. He's coming back. He did return in limited fashion, just to throw that out there. But I'm not too concerned about it. We'll keep an eye on that one. Tight ends over here on the Jets. No tight ends. Wide receivers, my guy, Elijah Moore. Breakout game last week. Does he repeat it? I say so. We've seen over the last couple weeks his targets have gone up, and his connection has been, you know, he's been doing this with kind of shoddy quarterback play. Or is it? You know, over the last couple weeks has not been bad.
Right.
Not been bad.
Right. Yeah. Even with Josh Johnson in there, I mean, he still was able to be a viable player, fantasy player.
Elijah Moore's just dominant. Let's not forget. If you guys did not know, maybe you don't know, but he came from the same college as A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf.
Yes. Listen, Ole Miss don't miss when it comes to wide receivers.
Yes.
And Elijah Moore is, well, dynasty wise, he's going to be phenomenal. I'm so excited to see where his career goes.
Yes. Yeah, same here. So this week for Elijah Moore, it's going to be probably a little bit more of a tougher matchup. It is the Bills, but I would not be too concerned. I think he can put up, you know, 10, 15 points, maybe even more. We'll see. Corey Davis has been full throttle Wednesday's practice. I really enjoyed what he did week one, and I was excited about that. I was like, all right, cool. Look at this. He's the wide receiver one on the Jets, nobody around. And then it's been kind of hit and miss the past couple weeks here, and he's been injured. This week against the Bills, I don't know if I could start him. He's been out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. It'd make me nervous, but I have not been interested in starting Corey Davis, so
yeah,
I wouldn't anyways. Michael Carter, man, held in check a little bit last week, held in check. No touchdowns, but I expect him to make some bounce back here, possibly doing the same thing he did this last week. Bills, like I said, do have a good defense when it comes to the run. So I think he puts up 15 points for you. And I think after that, over the next three games, after that, weeks 11, 12, 13, I think is when he's going to have some big, big games.
Love it. He's a futurist approved. Michael Carter.
All right, guys. Anything else you want to add? This is
going to be no, this is week 10, man. I mean, if you, this is, you know, make
we're
some
almost
moves
done.
Here. We're almost, I know, it's wild. It's so wild. This is moving right
we got
along this season.
Five weeks, and then it's playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Trade deadlines in fantasy are coming up here. If I mean, some have already passed. Some are really aggressive that way. So I'm making some major trades here in situations where I'm 5-3 or 5-4. I mean,
2-7,
like
3-7. Six.
Yeah, 3-6.
It's time to look at next year.
Yes, yes. Start dynasty wise, just really start looking at some picks.
Yes.
I'm because the Futurist podcast, I want to look into, you know, next year's. I'm going to say this, the 2022 draft is not as bad as people are putting it up to be, especially when it comes to quarterbacks and talent. It's only as bad as people make it out to be. There are gems in every single draft. You just have to find them. So start.
That's why you make that call. That's why you check out the Futurists.
Exactly. And you can have Dynasty 411. I'm going to come in, off season and then, you know, later in the season and talk about college players that I am eyeing up. Some names that are starting to pop up, and you've probably heard them too. Malik Willis from Liberty, quarterback. Sam Howell is my favorite quarterback from UNC to watch. Bijan Robinson, running back for Texas.
Ooh, yes.
He's going to be a baller. And you know what? And this is a sleeper here. And
Cook?
Cook is going to be good. Yes. I do like him. But I was going to talk about Kenny Pickett from Pitt University of Pittsburgh. He's starting to become a Heisman candidate. He's getting some attention. Just keep an eye on him as well.
Okay. Alrighty.
I'll have more for y'all. Don't worry.
Yes. I think next week we'll start getting into some trades. Let's start looking into next season. I think it's about time. We need to start helping some people who just this season just has not been playing out. Sometimes you can have the best lineup. You really can. You could have the coolest, greatest lineup that you could draft, and then the season just somehow you just lose by a couple points every couple weeks. You know, it just happens. That's just what happens. So we'll start getting you set up to be prepared for next season. If that's the case, if not, obviously we're going to keep the things rolling. We're going to keep going in and get those dubs, and we're going to win that title. All right, guys, we'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll be back at it with the rest of your starters. If you guys have any questions, hit us up on Twitter. I'm at the Dynasty 401. Jeff is at Geek_Mill. You can check out Goat Rush 1. We don't spell it out here. We say it. And yeah, guys, go check out the sponsor. Go check out Autograph. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good day.
You're welcome.